The White House says a follow-up strike that killed survivors on an alleged drug vessel in the Caribbean on the 2nd of September was lawful. Before the operation, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth ordered the military to ensure the strike killed everyone on board. But it's unclear whether he knew there were survivors before a second strike. An analyst at the crisis group think tank, Sarah Harrison, says there are concerns it could have violated the law of armed conflict, which prohibits the execution of an enemy combatant that is likely out of the fight due to injury. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Levitt says Mitch Bradley, the head of Special Operations Command, ordered a second strike to comply with Mr. Hegseth's orders.
President Trump and Secretary Hegseth have made it clear that presidentially designated narco-terrorist groups are subject to lethal targeting in accordance with the laws of war. With respect to the strikes in question on September 2nd, Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
United States President Donald Trump has defended his defense secretary, saying he believes the statement from Mr. Hegseth to be 100% that he did not order the second strike. Mr. Trump is due to hold a meeting with his national security team to discuss the next steps on Venezuela.